Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Diving deep into your Boston Red Sox, it's Red Sox Review with Brian Barrett, your exclusive home of the Sox, WEEI.
The 0-2 deal. Swing and a drive to center field and deep. Back goes Kike toward the triangle as it lined up, makes the catch, ball game over, and the Red Sox win the finale of the series. They beat the Houston Astros 12-8.
All right, welcome in. Joe Castiglione on the final call tonight. What a wild one over at Fenway Park. Brian Barrett with you until midnight. 617-779-7937 is the number. A lot to get into with this one, and we really could do about a four-hour post-game show after this. We really could, based on everything that transpired tonight over at Fenway Park. And we could get into Eduardo Rodriguez because he was not great tonight. He couldn't give you the six innings that you wanted. He could only give you 5 2/3. We could get into Alex Cora's decision to bring in Matt Andreese with the bases loaded. And look, I understand that you wanted a righty-on-righty matchup, but the reality of the situation is Gurriel's good against righties and lefties. He's hitting .345 against lefties on the season, but he's still clobbering righties as well, hitting .328. Now, I know that Sawamura was unavailable for the Red Sox, so you go to a different righty in terms of Matt Andreese, but to me, I mean, I'd rather just go after one of my better relievers, whether it be Taylor or Darwinson Hernandez. But that's a whole different subject, and the Red Sox win the game, so it's really irrelevant at this point in time because they win 12-8. And what's relevant right now is this is one of the most bizarre games I have ever seen in my life. Like, there are definitely things to pick through to complain about from a Red Sox perspective when you're talking about Erod and Andreese, etc. The lineup responded tonight. They picked up the pitching staff. That certainly did not happen over the last couple of days. It did happen tonight. And the other thing I would point to is I don't know if we're going to have a more bizarre game at any point this season. So let's just run through some of the stuff that happened tonight. And I'm sure I'm going to miss something, because I got this all marked down, all the weird stuff that happened tonight. So let's just get into the bottom of the sixth inning in totality. What the hell happened in that inning? So this is after the Red Sox had fallen behind by a run. Kike Hernandez doubles on a slider. This is normal stuff. Verdugo moves him over, grounder on a slider. So Kike moves over to third. Then JD hits a weak pop-up to Tucker out there in right field. I don't know what happened. It looked like he was getting ready to throw the ball before he caught it, but then he can't make the play. Verdugo scores. It's an 8-8 ball game. That was bizarre. This is a routine pop-up to Tucker out there in right field. I believe what happened, and you can say maybe he lost it in the lights. What I believed happened by watching that, I thought that he believed, or he was getting ready to throw the ball, so he's trying to, like, do this all in one motion, and he just dropped the baseball. So Verdugo comes in to score. Then Bogaerts takes a walk on four pitches. Some really bad misses in there as well. So then you have a situation where Devers hits a weak pop-up. They call an infield fly, even though the ball was 211 feet. I know that a lot of people say, hey, by the letter of the law, it's right because Correa was under the ball, whatever. They call an infield fly, but Correa can't make the play. So then Alex Cora is out there complaining about the call. Everybody's going nuts. So then you got second and third, and then they bring in Paredes, who he comes into the game, and it's the guy that will walk the ballpark, although he'd been good against the Red Sox up until this point tonight. If you look at it over the two series that these two clubs have played, entering tonight 2 2/3 against the Sox, no earned runs and one hit. So he pitched really well. So he comes in, he walks Renfro. Vasquez, by the way, then comes up to the plate after Renfro. And Vasquez, when he's up at the plate, some dude runs onto the field and takes his shirt off, okay? So then that happens. So Vasquez is up the plate. You got this dude running on the field. It's an 8-8 ball game. And then how do they bring in the run? Oh, yeah, Vasquez is hit by the pitch. Okay, next batter, Arroyo, comes up, and he walks to bring in a run to make it a 10-8 game in favor of the Red Sox. Okay, and then Paredes is hurt. So Dusty Baker has to come out, and he has to take him out of the game. They bring in Rayleigh in after the injury, who had sucked this season. He'd given up 17 earned in 23 and a third innings, and that number goes up, right? So Dahlback comes in. He hammers a double off the monster. And it was nice to see Bobby Dahlback get into a situation where he had a couple of big-time hits tonight because he'd really been struggling. So that makes it a 12-8 game, and then Kike pops up to end the inning. But think about everything that transpired in that half of an inning. You had a guy on the field. You scored when Vasquez got hit by a ball. You scored when Arroyo walked to bring in a run. You also were in a situation where JD hit a routine fly ball and Tucker couldn't come up with the play. You had an infield fly on Devers, yet Correa still couldn't make the play. So basically that's deemed a routine play, and Correa couldn't make the play. So you had all that stuff happen in one inning, and what it all amounted to is the Red Sox scored 5 runs in the 6th inning. And in that span, they had 2 hits. They scored 5 runs in the inning, and they had 2 hits. Remarkable. You will not see that again this year from the Red Sox. I guarantee it. If it happens, I'll do something crazy. I don't see it happening again. Okay, so let's get to 2 other crazy things in the game, and then I want to get your reaction to what was the craziest thing, what was the wackiest thing you saw tonight at 617-779-7937. Let's go to the top of the 6th inning before the Red Sox go on this little rally. Did you see the home run that Altuve hit? Now, this guy, I know, he's really one of the most gifted hitters in the sport, right, in terms of the plate coverage and all that. On an 0-2 count from Darwinson Hernandez, Darwinson throws him a slider down, okay, to try to get him to chase. It's not even close to the plate. In fact, it would have landed in front of the plate if Altuve didn't swing. Somehow, Altuve gets his bat on it, and more remarkably, Altuve hits it out of the park. And it would have been, I don't know how many ballparks that would have been out of, I believe, like 2. He hits that out of the park. That makes it an 8-7 game. It gives the Astros lead. Now, of course, the Red Sox would come back in the latter portion of the inning, but I don't know how Altuve hit that out. He did the same thing in Houston last week where he put one into the Crawford boxes there at Minute Maid Park. It was a horrible swing. I don't know how he hit that out of the ballpark. It was remarkable. So that was weird. And then you go to the top of the 7th inning, and this may have been the most bizarre play of the night, even if you consider the infield fly play, the Tucker play where he lost the ball, the fact that you had back-to-back runs scored where Vasquez got hit by a pitch, and then you had a walk as well in there in terms of Renfro. But anyway, Renfro walked, and then Vasquez was hit by the pitch. But anyway, getting back to the original point, how about in the 7th inning? Gurriel's up at the plate with Alvarez at first. Gurriel hits this, like, little nubber that is ruled fair. Now, when you're watching it originally on the television broadcast, it looks like it hits Gurriel. Okay, but then when they show the replay, you can see it doesn't. Now, the reason you think it hits Gurriel because he reacts that way, right? Like he's kind of trying to get out of the way, and he doesn't move coming out of the box, right? So then what happens is the umpire does this weird thing. Now, ordinarily what happens is the umpire, at least from my experience, the umpire will point to the ball, meaning it's fair. But instead what he did is he made like this safe sign, right? So it was kind of weird to begin with. I thought it was a foul ball. It felt like, obviously, the Astros thought it was a foul ball. So Gurriel doesn't go anywhere. It's ruled a fair ball. So then Alvarez, who had already rounded second, starts coming back. And Vasquez tosses the ball over to first base. They tag out Alvarez. Alvarez is like, what the hell happened? He would have easily been at second base, but he thought it was a foul ball. So he's running back to first base. So they end up getting him out. And then Dusty Baker's pissed off. So he comes out, he starts screaming at the umpires, and he gets himself run. So all that happened in one game tonight. Okay, it feels like Eduardo Rodriguez and Zach Greinke, who the Red Sox, credit the Sox, because they needed a performance from their offense, and they lit up Zach Greinke tonight, which was very impressive considering how good of a pitcher Zach Greinke is. But that stuff seems like it happened like 8 hours ago. Seriously, it seems like this game was like 4 different games in one with everything that transpired tonight. Unbelievable. I mean, what's the craziest thing? The guy on the field? We've seen that before. Is it the Gurriel play? I mean, that was definitely wild. The Altuve home run was bizarre. And then you had Tucker had no idea what he was doing trying to catch a fly ball. Then you had the Correa infield fly thing. I've never seen anything like this before. It's remarkable. Let's kick it off with Wally. He's in Fall River tonight. Wally, what's up, my friend? You've watched a lot of baseball. How weird was that?
Very bizarre. It was like a roller coaster, Brian. Whoever was at that game tonight really got their money's worth, boy. They really got their money's worth because, boy, that game had everything but the kitchen sink. It was like watching the John Wick movie. But I think the weirdest thing was that infield fly.
Yeah.
Now, what if the situation been, like you see sometimes the second baseman playing in right field. He's an infielder. What would have happened if he would have dropped it? I mean, is he considered an outfielder or an infielder when the guy's in right field? Now, you could tell clearly he was in the outfield. You have to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, you can still, and Wally, I appreciate the call as always, you can still call it an infield fly rule if the infielder is in the outfield as long as they deem it a routine play, right? I mean, really, that rule is in place, so you can't manipulate things as an infielder and get a routine pop fly to second base and get a double play. I mean, that's why that rule exists, and they deem that that was a routine play. I mean, we can argue whether or not that's a routine play, but Correa was underneath it and then just kind of lost it. Let's get to Andrew. He's in Haverhill. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, Brian? I was at the game tonight. Little backstory behind that. I decided to go to the game by myself for the first time ever. I've never been to a sports game by myself. I don't think I could have possibly picked a better game to go to by myself.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely unbelievable. I had a fantastic time by myself. By the way, if people are questioning whether or not they would enjoy a game by themselves, go. You'll enjoy it. It was fantastic. But I don't think I've ever seen a game like that. Have you ever seen a team defensively as good as the Astros have drop that many pop-ups?
No.
It was at least three.
I know,
it was,
and Andrew,
absolutely insanity.
What took them so long to play poorly? I mean, they've been killing the Red Sox. I mean, they couldn't have done this like last week at some point or Tuesday night or Wednesday night. They had to wait until the final game of this series. I mean, I wish it happened earlier, but it was weird.
They're cut above the Red Sox. Like, I think they made that clear in these past couple series they played. They're cut above. I'm glad they got this game tonight. But a couple things that stood out to me, some warts that the Red Sox have. They need another bullpen piece. I mean, Andrews, that was absolutely embarrassing, that performance he had tonight. And even if Chris Sale comes back, which is an absolute X factor, no doubt about it, I still think they need another starting rotation piece. Because the crazy thing about it is the Red Sox have pitched so well, but the starter we all thought would pitch the best if the starting pitcher pitched well would be Erod, and he's been the worst.
Yeah, he's been bad.
Like, makes no sense. So they need another bullpen piece, at least. They need another starting pitcher, even if Sale comes back. I just thought you saw some of the warts with the Red Sox come out tonight in this game. I'm happy they won. I haven't been to a Red Sox win in like 5 years, which is absolutely fantastic. But you did see some warts with the Red Sox tonight.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, Andrew, you know what you got to do, man? Since you went to a game and they won, you got to start going by yourself more, not with other people. Because when you go with other people, they lose, man. Go solo.
I plan on going by myself to games more often. I had a fantastic time just talking to people, random people. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm a social butterfly. I had a fantastic time.
I got you, man. Appreciate the phone call, Andrew. Just to get to his 2 points, the starting rotation, I don't see them making a move there. At some point, he alluded to Chris Sale coming back, but let's also not forget the fact that Tanner Houck will be available at some point this season as well, and you would imagine he's going to factor, whether it's in the rotation, probably not unless there's an injury, but he's going to factor into the equation at some point. And at the very least, that's another bullpen piece. Now, in terms of the issues with the bullpen tonight, I disagreed with Cora's decision to give Andrés the ball there in the sixth inning because it didn't make any sense to me. The fact that Gurriel hits lefties and righties really well, why would you bring in Andrés when you have Darwinson available, when you have Taylor available? I would have went with one of those guys. And let's also not forget that Sawamura was unavailable because he's dealing with a hip issue. So the bullpen has been pretty good as of late. So I put that more on the decision Cora made tonight, more so than anything else. I don't believe like there is this huge need for a bullpen arm. Now, if you're contending, you could always use an additional bullpen arm. But also let's remember that Tanner Houck could factor into this equation at some point. And it doesn't appear that the Sawamura thing is too serious, although it was mentioned today by Cora that he could possibly go to the injured list, and you saw the roster move today as Valdez went down. So I don't have that big of an issue with it. And the starting rotation, I feel like they're not going to make a major move there either. Now, you would like Erod to be better, but the reality of the situation is you would hope Chris Sale is going to be a factor at some point, and also the Houck equation as well. Let's get to Mary in Abington. Hey, Mary.
Hi. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My husband and I, a little backstory here, too. Have been going to a few games this year, and every time you go, we're like, all right, if they're up by 8, by the 6th inning, we're out. And they didn't get that far ahead, but they still won, and it was awesome. One of the best games I've been to in my life. I've gone to a lot, but that play with the streaker, was just amazing. We were on the third base side, and our security guy, right on the line, saw it out of the corner of his eye, and he was the one who made the first tackle, and it was amazing. I don't know how he got there first. He comes back to our section. The whole section is cheering for him. He's awesome. Great guy. It was so much fun.
That's awesome. That's fun. So he was completely streaking. He had no clothes on or just the shirt off?
No, just the shirt off. And it's funny because when the security came back, his name was Kevin. I don't want to say his last name for whatever reasons. He comes back, and I was like, how did you see that? Because he was way over on the other side of the field. He said out of the corner of his eye, he saw him take his shirt off as he was running down the field. Hey, he also said the guy was an idiot because if he went right into the security. If he had gone around the bowl on the outside, he could have streaked the whole field.
Yeah, well, hey, Mary, maybe Bill Belichick will get the tape and sign Kevin. Maybe he can use him in the secondary or something.
A lot of people said that. He's a short guy, but, man, what a tackle he made. He was bombed. He almost got a clothesline, and he was a little bit upset about that.
Well, Mary, hey, appreciate the call. I'm glad you got to see a win tonight. Great stuff there. 617-779-7937, the number. If you have concerns with the result of the game tonight, Erod's performance, you can certainly weigh in on that. Or what happened with Matt Andrees going out there, Coors' decision to bring him into the game, that's on the table. But what was the weirdest part of tonight's game? Because there's a lot to pick from. 617-779-7937, the number. Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back to Red Sox Review on WEEI.
Alex, how electric was that the crowd tonight? Do you almost feel like
it was good. The music was louder. It's good actually, and the fans were into it. Just two good teams battling, right? And for how much baseball purists, you know, they like the 2-1, 1-0 game. Yeah, you know, the fans, they like 12-8 and going at it and back and forth, you know. To manage those games, it's not fun, but I understand how people like it. And, I'm not saying let's go back to grill ball, but they do like this. They do like this.
It was a wild one at Fenway tonight as the Sox, a 12-8 victory tonight over the Astros. Just a bizarre game. And one thing that I think made it difficult for Alex Cora, as he alluded to, was difficult to manage the game tonight, was his starting pitcher. He couldn't give him length. Eduardo Rodriguez could not get out of that sixth inning tonight. It's very disappointing that he continues to do this. And what stuck out to me more so than anything else with Erod in particular is that at bat to Straw in the sixth inning, the nine hitter, right? Very disappointing. He got ahead 0-2, then three straight balls, then he goes five straight fastballs. Straw fouled off four of them. And then he singled on the fifth one. The nine hitter hitting 247 put him away. And how about a changeup? His changeup was really good all night. Clearly, Straw was on the fastball. Throw him a changeup. And maybe some of that's on Vasquez as well. I don't want to criticize Vasquez too much. He was great at the plate tonight. But throw him a changeup. Mix it up. I mean, you got to be able to put away the nine-hitter because that led to he did get Altuve to pop out. But then Correa, he gets ahead of him, 0-2 on a pair of fastballs, eventually gets him to pop up to short. But then Bregman, liner up the middle, four-seamer, 92 miles an hour, middle, could not get that ball inside. And that's a situation where then he gets Alvarez. Cora gives him the chance to get Alvarez out, and he walks him, had him at 2-2, throws him a slider and a change, both not close. So the fact that he couldn't finish out that inning, what sticks out to me more so than anything else is the fact that he got himself into a situation where he couldn't get the nine-hitter. That's the issue. Put away the nine-hitter. Let's get to Jordan. He's in Newton. What's up, Jordan?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller. I just got home from the game at Fenway, and I don't think my blood pressure's returned to normal yet.
I can imagine.
Anyway, I was just calling because you mentioned the bottom of the sixth. They scored five runs on only two hits, but it was actually even more weird than that. They scored five runs and left two men on, and the two hits, neither of them were home runs nor singles.
It was bizarre, wasn't it, Jordan?
Appreciate that. Yeah, five. Take care. That's about it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, you too, man. Appreciate the call. His line's open if you want to grab it at 617-779-7937. That will go down as one of the weirdest innings in Major League Baseball this season. It was bizarre. And one thing you got to give the Red Sox credit for is the fact that outside of Matt Andrees, the bullpen picked up Eduardo Rodriguez, because that is, as we've seen over the past couple of weeks, as the Red Sox have now played seven games with the Astros and they've gone 2-5, what we've realized is this is, if not the best, I don't know how many lineups are better than the Astros in baseball. Considering the depth they have, obviously we all know the top guys, but you think about it with Altuve, then you got to deal with Correa, then you got to deal with Bregman, and then you got guys like Alvarez after that and Gurriel after that, and Tucker's hitting the crap out of the ball. 1-7, I don't know if there's a better lineup in baseball. Quite frankly, I would say no. And so after Andrees, which I have said it was a mistake to bring in Andrees into that game against Gurriel because Gurriel's hitting the crap out of the ball against, it doesn't matter who's pitching, whether he's a lefty or righty, so just go with a better reliever. Go with Darwinson or go with Josh Taylor. That, to me, was a mistake. And I know that Sawamura was unavailable and Whitlock, since he pitched yesterday, was unavailable. I get all that. But go with a better reliever to get Gurriel. I'd much rather take my chances a lefty-on-righty matchup in that particular situation than Andrees versus Gurriel. That's a mismatch. Go with the better pitcher. But anyway, I give the bullpen a lot of credit, right? Because outside of Andrees, the only run they got was the Altuve solo home run, which I still can't believe hit that ball out of the ballpark. Darwinson was trying to waste a pitch, a slider down in the zone, not even in the strike zone. It would have landed before the plate. Somehow, Altuve hit that thing out of the park. I don't know how he did that. And then Taylor was really good. He's now got, 16 in a row scoreless outings. Ottavino was really good again. And we know what Barnes is at the end of the bullpen. Night's over when he comes into the game. Wild one. I'll be back with you tomorrow after the Jays and the Sox. Hopefully it'll be less crazy. Thanks to Justin for producing. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Be safe and be well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.